This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got Action Jackson, Jeffrey Jackson, joining us to talk. Super Don, what is he talking about? He's covering so many topics, I almost don't know what to hone in on with him today.
Well, we have some breaking news in the last couple of days. You know, the Flint water situation in Michigan, where, you know, all the kids were getting poisoned. I mean, the kids and all the people.
Sure.
And that's been in the news. People go back and forth, pointing fingers at each other. And it turns out now that the head officials in Flint, Michigan, have been charged with involuntary manslaughter.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So will heads roll? Will there be finally accountability in government? Or are these going to be scapegoats? Because they don't want it rolling uphill onto the federal level versus the local level. This is a very interesting story, so I'm very curious to talk with Jeffrey on what he's finding out about it. Again, thanks to Captain Morgan. Links are up in the show notes so you can read more about it there as well. And speaking of Captain Morgan, Freshman Friday Part 2 is happening here. Did we cover the antibiotic resistance thing well enough? I know I could spend every hour of every show talking about it. We won't exhaust the topic.
Well, I feel like the moral of that whole story is just take more silver. So we're probably good on that. We can perhaps move on to something else.
Well, yeah. Listen, it's more than that. It's more than that because, you know, number one, and actually this is interesting, Morgan, if you think about this, and I want to get your reaction on this because this is one of the things that has bothered me so much about this whole superbug thing because we've been coming to this for years. As you were saying, Robert, the media loves to say superbug, right? Because the old superbug, because it's big and scary and makes them think of like Starship Troopers or something, right?
Yeah.
And but here's the crazy thing is like they know what's causing the superbugs. And every time it comes up in the news, they get some dork doctor or scientist out there that's like, yes, we recognize the problem with superbugs because they become antibiotic resistant. So we're now making more antibiotics. We need new antibiotics, as if to say that somehow these bacteria that are so smart that they have outdone every antibiotic known to man are not smart enough to outsmart a new antibiotic, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's like all it is just kicking the can down the road. And I've never understood why anybody can like fathom the idea that we're just going to continue to do what we've been doing and it's going to get us different results.
Yeah, that's insanity. That is indeed insanity. So I'm glad you brought that up. And we'll talk about more about it in the future as well. But again, Captain, if this is on your mind, I know it's on the mind of a lot of folks, and we always like to try to bring clarity to subjects that are kind of muddled or misdirected.
Well, I thought the whole argument about superbugs is that you are supposed to take less antibiotics or doctors are supposed to prescribe less antibiotics, which is why I feel like even though they bring it up and it's like a scary thing, it never really gets much traction because it kind of seems like the medical industry fighting itself.
Yeah, they fall back on the same patterns. They can't seem like an addict, right? They just can't break the cycle. Now, those doctors that are stepping out, they are utilizing things like silver. They are utilizing more probiotic therapies. They understand repairing the gut is so important. So it's not that nobody in the medical community is figuring this thing out, but then a lot of them are misdirecting you to say the only way that we can solve this problem are fecal transplants, because you have to go to a doctor for one of those. So they're still trying to maintain some kind of stranglehold monopoly on treatment of these diseases, even if they're not requiring drug therapy.
All right. Well, this took a downward turn.
Didn't it, though?
Let's shift gears. I did have another question for you if we have some time here.
Yeah.
I would love to kind of redress. I know we've talked about this several times on Freshman Friday, but it's a topic that's still very push button and in the media constantly. With the vaccine debate ongoing, I have heard recently and seen, as a marketing nerd, I like to read the comments because I'm always so interested in consumer reaction to things and how different stories are affecting people. And what I see a lot in the comments and what I hear from people who are educated on kind of both sides of the debate are that even people who understand or feel that overdosing kids on vaccines is not good, or they do believe that kids get reactions to vaccines, especially new ones, are still very firmly rooted in the idea that everybody needs the polio and measles vaccine because we all had that growing up, and look, we turned out fine. I mean, I didn't, but other people
have. Yes. I had my share of problems too, Captain Morgan. So yeah, not everybody comes out alive. Not everybody comes out unscathed, or maybe I'd say nobody comes out unscathed. It's just a matter of degree of intensity or recognition of a cause and effect relationship between a childhood vaccination and illness, which is some of the information that's finally coming out in terms of some peer-reviewed overviews, health of vaccinated versus unvaccinated children, which is important.
What's that deal with the polio and measles vaccines, because the measles vaccines,
yeah,
because that's been around forever. And, you know, were those vaccines that, you know, your generation and my generation had growing up the same as what people are getting now? And, you know, why people are concerned now measles is coming back? Is it, you know, because of lack of vaccines? Should we still keep those in the, you know, like, are those helpful at all? Should they even be on the table?
Okay, my perspective is obviously going to be radically different than a pediatrician who hasn't woken up and seen the light here. I think that measles, for instance, is a largely a benign childhood rite of passage that actually enhances immune function, matures the immune system. You know, we're seeing like the controversy in Minnesota about the Somali immigrants, right, that they're finally figuring out because they have such a high incidence of autism following the MMR vaccine. And by the way, when we were kids, there was an option for, you know, just measles, right? You didn't have to have a triple jab, which is what Wakefield's argument was originally, Andy Wakefield, about, you know, hey, why don't we go back to that single one? We weren't having as many problems as when you combined it with the mumps and rubella. But my perspective is and living proof of my kids that when I found out there was measles or chickenpox, I got my kids over there and got one of those infections for them really, really early. And, of course, they handled it. We have homeopathy to deal with it. It wasn't devastating. They didn't die. And, in fact, there are zero deaths reported out of the Somali community regarding this measles outbreak, as fewer of them are willing to subject their children to the MMR vaccine. But remember that back in the 70s with the Brady Bunch or other things in media when they reported on measles, it was considered a mild, laughable little thing that happens in childhood. You just quarantine yourself, you just rest, the kids get over it. It's like, you know, a mild cold and you're on your way. It's funny. Now suddenly the media, you know, over many years now, reporting, oh my gosh, everybody's going to die. But that only happens in severely vitamin deficient populations, or, you know, African nations where there's, you know, lack of sewage, sanitation, hygiene and nutrition. And then any disease can be devastating there. But to say that measles is going to kill you is outrageous. It's not happening, especially when you have adequate, basic first world scenarios. Now, as far as polio, and I think we covered this recently, Super Don, again, the polio with Chris Barr earlier in the week, polio is not a virological disease. It's a toxicological one. But this one's going to be harder for people to wrap their heads around, because we've been so programmed over generations now to believe the polio virus is unstoppable unless we vaccinate. But that belies the fact that the vaccine wasn't even brought out before the incidences of polio were almost gone. It had diminished greatly. And the relationship between the spraying of DDT and other toxic pesticides like lead arsenate, etc., the consumption of high sugar content, refined sugar foods during the summer months, heavy chlorinated water exposure during the summer months. There are things that historically are not being reported by the mainstream media that we have to cover here that radically alter the worldview of those that say polio, but polio. And with the iron lung that they trot out, this happened in less than a fraction of 1 percentage point of all the people they claimed had contracted or contacted polio. And my argument is that we're dealing with toxicity, not viruses. But again, this is not a popular viewpoint. It doesn't promote an agenda of vaccines. It promotes an agenda of, my gosh, we've got to stop polluting our bodies. And then we'll see, my gosh, the neurological devastation of a vaccine, by the way, like the Gardasil and Cervarix, which is resulting in paralytic polio-like syndromes that they don't want to call polio, like Guillain-Barré. So there's a lot more than meets the eye than, oh, my gosh, but polio. That's always the case. But polio. I'll get you on the vaccine thing, not too many, but polio.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is interesting. I hadn't even heard that polio could be triggered by some of those other toxicities. But honestly, in the period of time that I've been with the show here, I think possibly the number one overarching idea that I've taken away is that all illness stems from the body's inability to detox or get rid of something. Mm. And the number one thing that you can do, you know, at the root of any kind of illness or discomfort other than maybe like a broken arm is to start detoxing and helping your body cleanse. And are some people more predisposed to not being able to detox things out of their body than others? Because there are people who eat a bunch of junk mm-hmm. and live till the ripe old age of whatever. And yes. Yeah. I mean, I would die in a week if I lived like they did. So
right. Well, and I was on
that
the road
predisposition
to that.
Yeah. Since I just born weak.
Yeah, we all have different strengths and weaknesses. These are called miasms in homeopathy. Constitutional types can be looked at in Ayurvedic medicine, Chinese herbal medicine. We've lost sight of that in Western allopathic medicine. But, yeah, they're now identifying it with their genetic test about MTHFR, right? The inability to methylate, for instance. And that, of course, these children are much higher risk of autism from the vaccinations than others who seem to come out of it just fine because they can methylate easier. They have powerful detox capacity. But this is such an important point that you bring up, Captain. And this is why they say, well, vaccines don't cause it because it doesn't happen in everybody. Well, that's a lunatic argument. We're going to have to leave it there, Captain, because we're out of time. We got Jeffrey Jackson waiting to join us. But hopefully this is great, great information for all y'all that are coming out. That's why, again, I love you, Captain Morgan. You are so awesome in bringing this stuff up.
Well, I learned a lot today, so thank you. And we'll pick it up here maybe next time.
Okay. Check out the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Jeffrey Jackson's waiting to come on, and we're going to talk about a whole lot more after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Always blessed when we get to cover the news together with Jeffrey Jackson, independent journalist extraordinaire, and covering a lot of stories today as we head into the weekend. Jeffrey, big news just breaking today. Whole Foods purchased by Amazon, and Jeff Bezos of the Washington Post. So I think that anybody that supports Donald Trump will no longer be able to buy anything at Whole Foods. What do you think?
I think that'd be up to them individually, but I don't know if they want to vote with their conscience and spend their money around that. They might have to check into Jeff Bezos and his history.
Yeah.
Yes. Whole Foods was just acquired for $13.7 billion, and what concerned me was in 2013, Whole Foods put out a press release, and they said that by 2018. We're going to label all our genetically modified organisms in our store. So now I wonder if Amazon subscribes to that same thing, because Amazon is notorious for not letting their customers have information.
That's a very interesting point. Now, with this purchase, would Whole Foods still be on the record saying, hey, we're gonna label all of this stuff by that time? Or Bezos can say, no, I bought it, I don't agree to it, because that's just not my way. And, of course, this could be another nail in the coffin for, you know, those that has supported Whole Foods since the, you know, early years and seen it transition into this monster that was so far removed from what its original intent and purpose was.
Yeah, you know, I was doing some research, and Amazon, right around the same time the story came out, Amazon, it looks like they were granted a patent that prevents in-store shoppers from checking prices online with other retailers. So that's not a good thing for open information and treating their customers with respect and integrity. So we'll see which direction Whole Foods goes, but we do know that they have a lot of eyes on them right now. And if Whole Foods makes the wrong move, they're going to get it online.
I'm thinking RFID chips in every banana.
Yeah, why not? And then it would go into the body, and then they could track the customer, too. So it'd be great for data mining.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, this is just, I think about this. I mean, I go back to the days. You're out on the West Coast now. Are you back far enough to remember Mrs. Gooch's?
No.
That was like before it became Whole Foods. It was Mrs. Gooch's, and it was like, man, they wouldn't even have anything with refined sugar in it, even if the sugar was organic.
Wow.
I mean, that's how pure that the origin points of some of these huge, monstrous corporate conglomerates that have become as more people got into the organic side of things, although the reality is Whole Foods is anything but organic in many cases. People assume that if they went there, everything was, but the reality, you know, oftentimes you're going to find the same stuff you'll find in any mass merchandiser of the supermarket variety. And then some of these other bigger chains that were considered like mainstream supermarkets have outdone Whole Foods in terms of organic variety and even lowered or reduced costs to access. Of course, Walmart's one of the biggest examples out there, although it's not without its controversy in terms of, is it really what they say it is?
Exactly. I'm noticing a lot of the smaller stores now. I mean, the organic market is gigantic. It's the biggest market, and Costco is now the biggest retailer of organic foods. But I noticed all these little mom-and-pop stores jumping back on the bandwagon. So maybe, you know, maybe Whole Foods corruption and then perhaps falling in the future might be good to bring back Main Street.
Well, I think that we're finding that trend is growing. Over the years here, we've talked about the resurgence in local farmers markets, getting to know your farmer. In fact, finding out that even some of your local farmers, if they're not certified organic, may exceed the so-called organic practices that would require lots of money to certify. And they just decide, hey, you know what? It's not worth it for us. If we can develop a market with human-to-human contact, you're going to find out that the food is as clean or more clean. And, of course, it's going to be more fresh because it's not being shipped across the country. And you can buy it fresh and local and seasonal in that way.
I think that's what we're going to have to see. I mean, putting cheap prices aside, which will always be something that pulls in a large amount of people, it's going to be going back to the local stuff. And when the farmers around me, they label their food non-GMO, and I've noticed some people are starting to get on the bandwagon with the detox project and labeling it glyphosate-free.
Nice.
They're having the testing done. So that's next level. When people start doing that, oh, my gosh, it's going to be over.
Yeah, good response, folks. I love what you're doing out there, and I love that you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I love that you're following Jeffrey Jackson. He's got a website. He's linked up in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan, jeffreyjackson.com, the spelling JeffreyJackson. Did I do that right?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
I've had you on enough now. I better get it right. I'm not a millennial, so I don't have a good excuse if I screw it up. All right, Jeffrey, hang in there. We got a lot more to discuss, including the Flint, Michigan controversy over the water. Are there really indictments happening, and for what reason? And what about Italy and mandatory vaccinations? We got that coming up after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5, 1-800-656-9775.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, heading into the weekend with Jeffrey Jackson. In fact, Jeffrey, listen, there's a sad event coming up, but our friend Liam Sheff, who you knew as well, passed away a couple of months ago, and he wanted us to have a celebration of his life, a party, if you will. I don't know if you're going to be out there. I hope so. But July the 7th at the Self-Realization Fellowship out there in L.A., I think Pacific Palisades area, is going to be an event in the morning, 10 a.m. to noon. I'll be there. Joni Abbott will be there. I don't know if you're going to be able to make it or not.
I'm going to do my best. Yeah, I should be able to.
Okay, excellent. It'll be good to see you out there. Those of you who know and love Liam like we did, and you're in the area, there's limited seating available, but if you are interested, make yourself available, make yourself known to Joni or others to see that there's space for you. There are a lot of friends from Liam over the years that may not be aware that there's going to be a celebration of his life coming up. So, Jeffrey, look forward to seeing you out west soon. Now, there are a couple other stories that at least I want to hit with you while we have time together. A big one is the Flint water issue. You know, we've covered that since the beginning. You've been writing about it as well. It's not only a controversy over lead, but somehow another L word, Legionnaire's disease, has crept into the discussion and indictments. What's going on?
Well, I'd like to start off by saying, you know, in memory of Liam, we cannot trust official stories. And this Flint story is proof every step of the way that official stories were lies. And it's not a conspiracy. So what happened, well, let's bring it to present day. Present day, we have five officials in Flint, city officials, that are being charged with involuntary manslaughter over Legionnaire's disease that was caused by poor water supply, by the contaminated water supply that the city purposely drug its feet on and purposely hid information on. So we have indictments, and this is a really positive thing moving forward for vaccines and all these things that, but we won't even get into that right now. So a really quick timeline. In 2011, the city switched, the city was looking for ways to save money, the city of Flint, Michigan. And they found out if they switched their water supply from basically the Detroit water supply to the notoriously polluted Flint River, they could save some money. Well, it would cost $100 per day at that time, this is 2011, to put an anti-corrosive agent in the water, which that's another conversation aside from there, but to put an anti-corrosive agent in the water so the lead wouldn't leach from the pipes. They did not do that. So to save so keep this in mind, $100 a day, they wouldn't spend that, and look where we are now. So by 2014, the Flint officials and the mayor did this big grandstand public display where they drank the water from the river, and they said, this is great water, it's okay, we're switching the water, we're going to save the city lots of money, we're going to do a comeback. Well, by 2015, a year later, they started to find out internally what was going on, and the city of Detroit said, hey, look, we'll reconnect our water supply. Just keep this quiet. We'll waive our fees. It won't cost you anything. But the city of Flint and the officials said, no, we're going to ride this out. So by about 2 months later after that, someone leaked internal EPA documents showing there's lead in the water. And of course, the EPA and Flint came out and said, well, this is debunked, and it would be not good to jump to conclusions because it would scare people. We need to do some more research into this. And then the doctors started finding lead at really high levels in the children, and they started to become whistleblowers. So at that point, this is where the news story broke nationwide and worldwide. Virginia Tech researchers said, we're doing our own investigation. And they did their own investigation, released all the information online, and kind of the rest is history. And Flint's been playing catch-up ever since, trying to make a patchwork of this, and just it seems like they couldn't do any more wrong at every stage.
Yeah, and then of course accountability and government officials is often oxymoronic. Very rarely do they seem to be any heads rolling on these issues, and of course that's why these government bureaucrats on state, federal, even sometimes local levels, although the more local it gets, the more accountability is potentially going to happen. And it seems like in this way, are we talking state level officials or local officials these indictments are hitting?
A little both. We're talking Department of Health and Human Services director, the Flint emergency manager who was brought in to save the money, the former Flint Water Department manager, the former district supervisor, and then the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality for drinking water. So there's a handful of levels there. In my opinion, it should have been Governor Schneider as well at the time, because you know, he was the head honcho. And yeah, and there's in 2016, Obama, of course, he's going to factor into the story because there's corruption. He went on national TV and drank a glass of Flint, Michigan water, just like the officials did a year before that, and said, this water's fine. No problem at all.
Yeah.
So I hate to laugh, but it's a joke. And I hope these people get prosecuted to the full extent of the law, because this is unacceptable, and I hope it sends a message to the rest of these, because this isn't the only corruption around here. Reuters did one of their rare investigations and found that 3,000 cities had lead levels higher than Flint. This was about 6 months ago. So we're talking, I mean, this is a story we'll probably be talking about for years on your show.
Sure.
This is a story that's not going to go away. This is crumbling infrastructure, and this is something that hopefully the Trump administration will address seriously.
Well, if we draw it out into contemporary socioeconomic, political realities, we've seen the disasters that are happening as increased levels of violence, partisan-type violence, with the shooter at the baseball field targeting Republicans. But, I mean, when you have a sense of helplessness and hopelessness, and if you have maybe the interaction with SSRI medication, nobody's talked about that with this latest shooter. I still want to hear if there was any implication that this guy was on any psychiatric meds. But you have a scenario where, because there's seemingly no accountability to politicians, both left and right, let's be honest about this, there's this point, there's a boiling point where the pitchforks, right, come out. And even though Thomas Jefferson said that every generation, you know, needs to be purified, if you talk about freedom, liberty, these concepts, with the blood of tyrants, when everybody is a tyrant, with very rare exception in government, it's like, who do you go after at that point? And in the case of Flint, this crosses, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, party lines. This is not necessarily a Republican or a Democrat issue, but all involvement.
It absolutely does. It also crosses government agency lines. It crosses the medical community, because there are a lot of the medical community that did cover this up. I believe we have to exhaust the official routes of our grievances. But I did write an article about 5 months ago called Flint, Michigan, A Case for Civil Disobedience. Long story short, in March 2017, the Michigan required Flint to pay $97 million to replace the pipes. Well, shortly after that, Flint started sending over 8,000 of their residents notices that because of their unpaid water bills, they could possibly foreclose on their house. So this was a slap in the face that I thought was a great ignition point for some civil disobedience and maybe a start to turn this crumbling infrastructure around from the ground up grassroots level. So we still have yet to see that, but it's good to see these indictments. It really is.
Yeah, civil disobedience is when people stop paying their water bill. Rightfully so. It's like you've got lead in my water. You're not cleaning up. Why should I pay the water bill now that they're going back after them? Again, you see the gross level of incompetence or criminality on all levels of government. Again, learning from history, this should not be surprising to anybody. But we've gone to sleep as a nation, as a people, to say, well, things are running smooth. They're fine. I don't have to pay attention to it. I'm distracted by who knows what television show or whatever we have access to. We don't have to work hard. We don't have to farm the land. Like, we've got leisure time. We've got first world problems. But this becomes life and death when you see toxic water happening at that level and corruption all the way up to the highest levels of the federal government, down to the state and local level. So the question is, what is the rightful remedy? Is it to go out and shoot people? Obviously, we're not encouraging that, engaging in that discussion necessarily, but recognizing there are people that reach that point. And the question is, what is the role also of FDA-approved medication in removing the governor on those behaviors? Even if you could step back and go, on some level, maybe it's justified. I know it's a discussion fraught with danger, even talking about it.
Yeah, I can say one of the ultimate symbols of taking back your own health is filtering your own water.
Yes.
And that's also a civil disobedience measure. So please, people, it doesn't matter if you're in Flint or not, filter your water.
Yeah, yeah. Check out, we've got links, robertswater.com. We've got whole house filtration units available now through Echo and Synergy Science, as well as local, right at the point of use. And we've talked about gravity, fed filters, Berkey, zero water. We want you to have something going on to pull out the heavy metals. That's a big, big time importance. Now, got a couple of minutes left with you, Jeffrey, today. And the Italy issue. I don't see any mainstream media coverage of this. Are there really protests, or is this a figment of my imagination based on some form of a vaccine mandate happening over there in Italy?
Big protests. In fact, the mandate was signed into law. Protests upwards of up to 10,000 plus people in the streets. It's requiring much. It's basically like a countrywide SB 277, but it does have a little bite on the end, because in the law it's actually written into that if the children and the parents don't comply, it's mandatory CPS, or their version of Child Protective Services visits. So there's also a fine involved if you don't vaccinate your kids. So they're really going heavy-handed in Italy, and the response in the street is rightfully so. It's big protests. I don't see the protests stopping anytime soon from the sources I have. There's, it seems like with each day, there's just growing awareness there. So it's going to be important to keep an eye on Italy, because that's going to be, I think, a ground zero for a big resistance that's led into the streets.
When we talk about the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism overwhelming whatever church you think you worship in on Sundays, for instance, right? Italy, largely Catholic country, the Vatican, Rome right there, right? All next to each other. Yet, a number of these vaccines contain aborted fetal tissue cell lines. And the Catholic Church, I don't hear any stink about that in Italy over the mandate of aborted fetal tissue use in vaccines. So we see that people that may have a deeply held religious conviction, the just like we say, a local, state, federal level in terms of government, you've got the Vatican seat of power of the Catholic Church there, and I don't hear anything coming out in protest of that mandate, especially when it relates to aborted fetal cells.
Yeah, absolutely zero. Italy was slated by Big Pharma to be the model state in the European Union to launch a vaccine takeover. So you're going to see the heavy-handed stuff going on in Italy first, and then with hope they're trying to spread it to the rest of the European Union. But they're going to get some big resistance.
All right, Jeffrey Jackson, great work as always. We'll have more announcements with Jeffrey. He's got some really cool projects coming up. I'm just about out of time here, though, Jeffrey. Thanks for taking us into the weekend with fascinating news stories in ways that only you and I can cover together, and I appreciate you so very much.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
All right. We'll be back with Super Don to wrap up the show heading into the weekend. Thanks for being here, y'all. RobertScottBell.com, JeffreyJackson.com as well.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Jeffrey Jackson for being on board today and all of his great reporting. Cap Morgan always bringing it, doing Freshman Friday with us. And bonus time, which was the exciting thing today, of many exciting things, is that the Islands are calling my name, Super Don. Curacao, September 17th through the 23rd. How cool is that?
That was a cool sounding name. Yep.
Food, and they say it's... I've been reading a little bit more about the island, and it's like a healing island. There's a lot of history of healing, people being drawn there for healing, and healers doing good work there. So, folks, again, there's a promo code that you can utilize, and you can save $300 if you register by June 30th, $200 if you register by July 29th. So take advantage. The money's not due immediately either. So if you think you can make it, go ahead and sign up. No, nothing lost in doing that. We've got links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Other upcoming events. That's September. So you got plenty of time to plan, but don't wait to register to save the money. Even if you think you're going, you're not sure. I would take advantage of that and save the $300 up front there. Let's see, what else we got as far as upcoming events? If you go to robertscottbell.com right now, the Cancer Prevention Convention, first thing officially on the calendar right now, Sunday, August the 27th. The Truth About Cancer Live, October 5th through the 7th. Also, we're going to be in Minnesota for the Trinity School of Natural Health. They got an ND program going on. I'm going to give you more information about that probably on Sunday. So if you're up in the Twin Cities, folks, we'll maybe have an opportunity to come by and see me broadcast live from up there. So with that, as long as I don't forget, there's a story about forgetfulness. You're laughing already. Why are you laughing already?
Well, because this is an unusual story. You know, we talked before about how we like these stories that come off of this inspiremore.com.
Yeah.
This is a little different.
Before you get into it, Super Don, have you ever been to a restaurant and you order something and the waiter doesn't deliver what you ordered?
Definitely, and they usually don't get a tip when that happens.
Right. Then it ticks you off. You're like, dude, I ordered this. Well, in Japan, they're actually exploiting old people for this purpose. I don't understand this story. Explain it to me.
Yeah, well, apparently they had this pop-up restaurant, and the name of the restaurant is The Restaurant of Order Mistakes.
This is real.
And, They tell you, you know, when you go in there to order your food, don't expect that you're going to get what you ordered. And, you know, people would think, well, why would I go to a restaurant like that, right?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out what they're doing is they're hiring these food servers that have dementia. And basically, the server comes to the table, you order what you want to eat, and if you happen to get the wrong thing, apparently, I guess the purpose of this is that you're supposed to celebrate that these people with dementia and Alzheimer's are in the workforce and they're working. It's kind of like they're doing a novelty thing.
This is messed up. I'm sorry. I just don't get this. And here's a quote from the article. The restaurant's goal is to show the world that people with dementia can be functioning members of society. No, they can't. No, not in this way.
Functioning members of society, I guess. I don't know what that.
If functional is being a waiter that delivers food you order, that's not functional. That's not. There's something messed up with this. We're celebrating dementia. We should not be celebrating dementia. We should be reversing it and preventing it.
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, it seemed to be a hit.
Yeah.
There was this food blogger in Japan that went there and ordered a hamburger.
Yeah.
And the server came back and gave her dumplings. So, you know, it's like she got the wrong thing, but then they say, well, it ended up being very delicious.
Listen, if I'm going to an organic restaurant and I order something and somebody screws up and brings me something else, as long as it's still organic, I can roll with it. I get that. Especially if the name of the restaurant is you don't get what you order. I'm like, as long as they're not bringing me GMO pesticide laden foods, I can roll with that. But again, I don't. The sentiment just is lost on me to celebrate people with dementia. Listen, it's one thing to love and celebrate someone who has dementia, but not because they have dementia. It's because you love them, right? This is just messed up. I'm sorry, Super Don. Maybe let me know, folks, if you think I'm messed up.
You know what they need is maybe a little bit of CBD, right?
Totally. CBD it. We need to get them some silica in the order, some detoxification herbs, obviously some selenium. And then we're talking a good restaurant. Then you're going to feed the people with dementia. I mean, if you want to serve the people with dementia, there's a good purpose. But if we want to prevent what happened to them, man, just keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got things. We talk about it. To keep them off of statin drugs, for one.
Yes. And speaking of CBD, thank you, Master Bong, for being on the show today.
That was fun, too. Absolutely. I was in a dementia on that one. Anyway, folks, we got to go. Weekend's happening. We'll be back kicking it off on Sunday. So tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.